This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
We got Omar Jordan here. Omar, how are you?
I'm doing great. It is good to be back. 2 years ago is the last time I saw
That's
you.
That's right, yeah.
I'm excited to... You haven't changed. In fact, you got younger.
Neither have you, yeah.
You look younger.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You guys look great as well. And then Martina Schubert, I'm assuming, is that right?
Yes.
Did I get it right? Yes. Martina, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
It's my first time here with people here. Last year we came.
Yeah.
And no one was here. We just had some fun.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you came last year and nobody showed up?
We did our own little GAC. Nobody was here, but we're a little crazy.
You had the convention center to yourself?
We did.
We had our own little party, happy hour to...
We were looking
show
for
everybody what was happening in DC.
Wow. I would have rented go-karts and just driven all over this place as fast as I possibly could.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
We had a good time.
That's cool. That's a great idea. Well, I'm asking everybody, what are your feelings about being back in person or back here in person? What are your thoughts on that? What are you feeling?
It's terrific for me. I mean, as introverted as we, most of us might
That's
be.
Me.
But yeah. It's just good to see people. It's good to get out and see. It's like a family reunion with the special credit unions.
Yep.
And just high-fiving, hugging, and all of that. So this is a fantastic group to be around.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, Martina, you'll find that this is they call this the GAC, the big family reunion, because once a year, it's almost the entire industry gets together. So it's a lot of fun. But this year is unlike any other based on what we've been through the last couple of years. So it's
100%.
Really good. Good to be back, for sure.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, the shift to home equity lending, technology and home equity lending. So a lot on the plate here. So let's fire away. Omar, the first question here is, what's happening in the lending space right now? Because it seems like it's evolving all the time.
We predicted home equity to be center stage, late 2021. We saw the trends of home equities, home values on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got almost $9 trillion of lendable equity.
Good grief.
The average borrower in the United States has about $130,000 in lendable equity in
their
homes. Big opportunity for credit unions to really start to focus on member needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at what's been happening before 2021 or middle 2021 and before, there's been a refinance boom. Most Americans have refinanced into a really low historic interest rate.
Yeah.
Most of them are fixed rates too. So I'm a prime example of 3.2%, 30-year fixed rate,
mm-hmm.
but I still have credit card debt. I still have, want to put a pool in my backyard.
Yeah.
I still want to send the kids to college,
mm-hmm.
or maybe do some home improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really hard for me to go break that 3.2% fixed rate as rates go up.
Yeah.
So I tend to default, as every consumer would, into home equity lending. And so we're seeing a lot of that. Added the balance sheets that credit unions have, a ton of assets are on the
mm-hmm.
books right now that have to be lent out.
Mm-hmm.
So interest rates rising, valuations for properties and equities are on the rise.
Yeah.
A lot of cash to be lent. That yields into a tremendous amount of home equity lending. And we started to see that trend in late 2021
mm-hmm.
as that momentum for home equity lending really spiked. And
mm-hmm.
now with March coming up, we are projecting some heavy volume on the home equity lending side. And really excited about it, because that's what really LenderClose focuses
mm-hmm.
on. We're a home equity lending
platform.
Oh,
really? Okay.
And so it'll be a great, great concept. And especially partnering with credit unions, community banks on this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gives me more pleasure than really empowering those credit unions that need to be empowered to lend, as we call it, the speed of today's borrower.
Mm-hmm.
Borrowers expect instant gratification.
Oh, no doubt.
So this is our focus, and it's exciting for us.
Can I back up a second? Why March? Pardon my ignorance, but why March?
We start to see, it's trend.
Is it the start of the home buying season?
It's not home buying season. It's maybe when the weather starts to warm up, you'll start to see a lot of, let's do some home improvements.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's do that.
Okay.
So
yeah.
When that seems to be a trend, if you look at historic LenderClose numbers, February and then March. So it's exciting to see. And our projections is that it's going to be a March on. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it has been doing this since probably October 2021.
Really?
So as people started to hear about interest rates going up, and I think that's when a news started to come out, home equity started to be a focus.
Okay.
Every boardroom at a credit union should be having home equity lending discussions. And if you
haven't decided
on which technology and how your process is going to be, you're already too late, and we better start to make some change.
Yeah, because March is like, well, basically around the corner.
Tomorrow.
Exactly.
March 1.
Exactly. All right, Martina. So what do you feel is going to set up credit unions for a win as consumers are shifting demand to home equity lending? What do you see out there?
One of the things we're hearing a lot from our customers are about partnering with fintechs, partnering with a few partners that they can really trust.
Right.
And being able to really leverage them, which is something very different than a few years ago. It's just been one of the really cool things about the pandemic is people are willing to spend their money on technology and innovation. So that's definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the focus on the home equity space, we've been putting a lot of effort into some things which we'll talk about probably in a couple minutes. And I think it's just in integrations and being able to have connections and being able to have their processes become more focused on their members, because that is what credit unions really care about.
Yeah, you're right. Follow-up question here, what are some of the tools that LenderClose is building to have or have built that give credit unions what they need to manage the consumers' expectations in this area?
So we're really excited about a couple things that we've been doing some product tours on, which is kind of what we call our beta testing. We have a new borrower portal that we're about to fully launch. We've been partnering with a lot of different credit unions on that, which has been really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is giving a lot of credit unions the space to securely communicate and have documents go back and forth between them and their borrowers. And it's kind of been a gap that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
We focus heavily on our user experience. So that is like one of our main core values.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that we're partnering that with some automated workflows. So we've invested in some technology that our team has built that really enables people to kind of design their own process flow, and then LenderClose has the technology to follow behind it.
Okay.
Where they can have different things happen at different points in the life cycle of the loan that they're preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make some decisions on some different data elements and some things to say, you know, if this happens, I want to do this, or just some things to streamline their process.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what we're really trying to get to is solving problems for them.
Right.
They all already have a process in place, and we want a place that can mimic that, that they can easily then digest and transfer into an automated workflow. And another thing that we're hearing about is retaining employees is really hard. So being able to onboard a loan officer is taking some people 2 to 4 months. So we're making some things where they can hit a button, and we will do some of those things to make that job of a loan officer a little bit easier, and they can really focus on the member.
Wow.
I think that's what's exciting. To ramp up a loan officer, to get them to an educational level, right?
You hire
them, and then there's a training period. But that's what really gets me excited. You know, when the refi boom happened, the biggest challenge for credit unions was I can't keep up with the volume of refinances and purchases that's coming through the door from my processors, loan officers, underwriters to process. Okay, well, we knew home equity lending was going to be the next big thing. And so Martina and the team just really got behind this level of workflow automation and built this extremely robust, really cool workflow automation tool. I just can't wait for credit unions to start utilizing it. And it's just simplifying the process
because
speed and efficiency inside the credit union results in a better member experience,
and
that's what we're after.
Yeah, it's really cool to see this stuff just get better and better and better over time. I mean, who knows what it's going to be. It'll probably be 10 times better in 2 years from now, you know? It's just, that's obviously, you guys know that's the way technology works.
We're preparing for it, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's really, and it's great news for the credit unions and even better news for their members. So yeah,
absolutely.
To have this type of technology at their fingertips. So good stuff. Omar, question for you. Last question for you. Obviously, LenderClose is a CUSO, which is a good thing. So meaning that, you have credit unions as owners.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We actually had Jack Antonini here just about an hour ago. So tell us more about why being a CUSO is so important to you guys and even the industry as well.
Yeah. Well, we're 350 plus clients, primarily heavy credit union client base. Mm-hmm. And so we really focus on that need. And as Martina mentioned, we utilize those partners. We hear their feedback on what they're struggling with, and our partners are credit union users. And we bring that data back, and then from there we go on discovery missions to make sure we provide them the tools they need mm-hmm. to succeed. So I feel that's what's exciting about even GAC. As I mentioned, it's a family reunion. We're all looking after each other, and their success is our success.
Oh yeah.
And therefore, it's very, very important for us to maintain our CUSO status yeah. and have that credit union ownership in the company. Mm-hmm. And it's also exciting to see credit unions own the fintechs that they're utilized, you know.
Yep.
So it drives us every day, really. We just go to bed obsessing about how can we make our credit union partners faster, mm-hmm. how can we make them more efficient, mm-hmm. and what their total addressable market is every United States citizen. And so that's our total addressable yeah. market as a company as well. So mm-hmm. we want them to continue to lend. We want them to continue to have a much bigger membership mm-hmm. base so that we continue to grow as a company with them. So a true partner is what we are to them.
And the great thing about a CUSO, as you guys well know, you kind of have this built-in feedback mechanism.
Yes.
When you come out with something new or you want to suggest something new, you can present it to them. Hey, what do you guys think about this? And yep. you get that immediate feedback, whether it's a yay or a nay, or
absolutely.
Let's go with this full throttle, you know? So that's a beautiful thing about that CUSO model. I absolutely love it.
We appreciate it very much. Yeah. Good or bad feedback, we welcome
yeah.
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's vital.
They're the best partners you can have.
Exactly. Yeah, they're on the front lines. They're doing this stuff every
absolutely.
Day. So having that feedback, my gosh. Anything else to add, you guys? Anything, Omar? You want to?
It's great to see you, pal.
Well, likewise.
We need more.
Likewise.
We need GAC 22.5 this year. I can't wait another year for this. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, me too. Anything else here, Martina?
That's it.
Okay.
We're excited.
Well, congrats on all the success you guys
Thank you.
Have had. It's well-deserved, and you guys are doing a fabulous job out there. So keep up the good work, and look forward to the next chat, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Anytime, guys, anytime. There it is, yeah. the All-Star team from Lender Close. Go check them out.
Book your demo now.
Yeah. That's right. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.